For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and time to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jen from Lemonster.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Got the kids in the car. What are their names, Jen?
Scarlett and Brody.
All right. Good morning, Scarlett. Good morning, Brody. Why don't they have school off today? It's Good Friday. What are you doing to these poor kids?
Well, they have school off from their schools, but they're coming with me to my school.
Oh, you're going to put them to work today? They're going to grade papers and stuff?
Well, my daughter, well, I'm a daycare teacher, so my daughter will play with babies, and my son will hang out in the pre-K classroom.
I love that. All right, will you keep Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So, Jen, you know how this works. There's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. Obviously, she's very good at this. She's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. On this day in 1923, Yankee Stadium opened its doors in the Bronx. Who was traded to the Yankees from the Red Sox that started an 86-year curse?
Babe Ruth.
All right. Question number 2. Bush released a new song yesterday called 60 Ways to Forget People. The band's lead singer, Gavin Rossdale, used to be married to which celebrity before a cheating scandal caused them to get divorced?
Gwen Stefani.
Question number 3. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropped a new song today. What was the name of their first song together that hit number 1?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right. Question number 4. America Ferrera, 41 years old today. What is the name of the show that she starred in that took place in a Walmart-like big-box store?
Superstore.
It's so good.
And question number 5, it was 250 years ago today in 1775 that Paul Revere began his famous ride in God's country, Charlestown, Dan, warning American colonists that the British are coming, the British are coming.
USA! USA!
He rode from Charlestown to which town?
I'm not a history person. I have no idea.
Okay, that's all right.
We're going to have to ship you back to England.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I saw there's a great article in the Boston Globe where they actually retraced Paul Revere's steps on his ride. It's pretty interesting stuff if you like American history. Kennedy, welcome back.
My God, thank you.
Jen got 1, 2, 3 out of 5, I believe, Kennedy.
All right, well done,
friend.
That
is correct.
Sting! all right, here we go, Kennedy. Question number one. On this day in 1923, Yankee Stadium opened its doors in the Bronx. Who was traded to the Yankees from the Red Sox that started an 86-year curse?
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, forget Mookie Betts. I'm still mad about Babe Ruth.
Tied to one. Question number two. Bush released a new song yesterday called 60 Ways to Forget People. The band's lead singer, Gavin Rossdale, used to be married to which celebrity before a cheating scandal caused their divorce?
Gwen Stefani.
That's an interesting title. I want to check that song out. Is it kind of like 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover from back in the day, Kennedy?
Yes. Yes, harkening back to Paul Simon.
2-2. Question number three. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropped a new song today. What was the name of their first song together? It hit number one.
I had some help.
I did have some help. That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. If you're not familiar with that song, Jen, that's okay. We'll play it again in about 20 minutes. Don't you worry. America Ferrera is 41 years old today. What is the name of the show that she starred on that took place in a Walmart-like big box store?
Superstore.
Yes. I never watched that one, Kennedy. Did you watch it?
I watched the first season. It was pretty funny.
4-3. Question number five. 250 years ago today in 1775, Paul Revere began his famous ride in God's Country, Charlestown, warning American colonists that the British are coming, the British are coming. He rode from Charlestown to which town?
Lexington?
Look at you.
And he did not say the British are coming. Because they were all Britons at that point.
He technically said the regulars are coming.
Yes, because they were all Britons at that point. But
you know.
History!
There's
nerd!
History, and then there's...
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Nerd, that's
you,
me.
So 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash this morning. However, you are not leaving empty-handed. You did score yourself a pair of tickets to go see Andy Grammer and the Monster Tour at the South Shore Music Circus August 24th. Tickets are on sale at themusiccircus.org. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody have a good time today enjoying the family there with you at work. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Jen from Leominster, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
This is how we like to do it.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat.
That's the show.
Can't beat.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Yo, check this out. She's the queen of trivia. Go through you like Activia. Once K is in, that's when game begins. And she'll kick your butt. She's not your enemy. But you can't beat Kennedy.
Whoa.
Can't beat.
Can't beat
Kennedy.
Can't beat.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kieran from Beverly.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Also, Kaylee is there, right?
Yes.
So we have multiple Kaylees on the show this morning, Kennedy. Are you going to be able to keep up?
I love it.
I am going to be able to keep up, I promise.
Okay, here we go. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kieran?
Kennedy, can you please get out of the studio?
Sure,
take a look. All right, Kieran, so it's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that is unfortunately a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that Southbridge studio. Says you can't hear anything that is happening. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Tim Allen says Toy Story 5 will focus a lot on Jessie the cowgirl and that Buzz and Woody will reunite. The sequel hits theaters June 26th. Tim Allen plays Buzz Lightyear. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
Kourtney Kardashian, 46 years old today. She's married to Travis Barker. They have a kid. But who does she share her firstborn kid with? Who's the dad?
Scott Disick.
Scott Disick.
There you go. Nice recovery. Got to clean up the rebound
sometimes. Question number three. Rob Lowe was mistaken for John Stamos by a Hollywood tour bus driver. Luckily, the tourist knew who he was, but Rob still jokingly told the driver he's got to get better at his job. Rob Lowe played the character of Chris Traeger on which TV show?
Pass.
All right. Question number four. Wendy's has ended his beef with Katy Perry, saying, quote, "We always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent." Which hit song did Katy Perry write about an out of this world being that's been 5 weeks at number one?
E.T. or Extraterrestrial?
Let's go. Question number five. Gene Hackman used to leave notes for his wife, Betsy, like one where he thanked her for helping him prepare her birthday dinner.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was. Sounds super sweet. Which state were Gene and his wife living in at the time that they passed?
Pass, unfortunately.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. You guys did great, though. That was good teamwork.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back. I have Kieran and Kaylee teaming up to get 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friends.
Thank you. I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Tim Allen says Toy Story 5 will focus a lot on Jessie the Cowgirl and that Buzz and Woody will reunite. The sequel hits theaters June 26th, and that's too far away. I need it sooner. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah. I know, really.
Oh, I can't wait. Tim Allen plays Buzz Lightyear. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
1-1. Kourtney Kardashian, 46 years old today. She is now married to Travis Barker, and they have a kid. But who does she share her firstborn kid with? Who's the dad?
Scott the Lord Disick.
Yes, Lord Disick. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Rob Lowe was mistaken for John Stamos by a Hollywood tour bus driver. Rob Lowe played the character of Chris Traeger on which TV show?
Parks and Rec.
It was literally. Parks and Rec.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. 3-2. Question number 4. Wendy's has ended its beef with Katy Perry, saying, quote, "We always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent." Which hit song did Katy Perry write about an out-of-this-world being that's been 5 weeks at number one?
What? What was the last sentence?
Katy Perry wrote an out-of-this-world, wrote a song about an out-of-this-world being that spent 5 weeks at number one. Name the song.
Out of this world being. I don't know. E.T.?
That is correct. E.T., extraterrestrial.
I remember that.
Well, you just did.
That's a song?
Yeah. It's a big hit. It was 5 weeks,
five weeks number one. You probably played it 1,000 times.
I'm sure if I hear it, I'll know it.
Yeah, you will.
One of those 8.
Yep. 4-3. Question number 5. Gene Hackman used to leave notes apparently for his wife Betsy, like the one where he thanked her for helping him prepare her birthday dinner, which sounds super sweet. Kennedy, do you remember which state Gene and his wife were living in at the time that they passed?
California?
No, that is incorrect. It was New Mexico is where they were living. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work.
Thank you.
Yes. Kieran and Kaylee, we do appreciate you listening. Calling in to play this morning. We hope you have a great weekend. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
We're Kieran and Kaylee, and we cannot be Kennedy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru. You love spring in a new Subaru? Of course you do. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com to find out more. Kennedy, say good morning to Desiree from the North End.
Good morning.
Oh my god, hi!
Oh my god, hi!
Welcome to the show.
That's so awesome. How are you guys this morning?
Good, good.
Yeah, doing fantastic. Ready for a nice, beautiful weekend. It's going to be, what, 70 tomorrow, I think, Kennedy?
Is that 80 is what they're saying now.
75.
Oh, my kneecaps are coming out for the first time.
Ashy white legs, watch out. All right, will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you leave the studio, please?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Hayden Christensen, 44 this weekend. He played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Who does Anakin eventually become?
Darth Vader?
I think we're getting some help there, Dan. Ben Affleck says the people who designed his bat suit put no thought into the human being who would be wearing it. Which actor is the current Batman?
Christian Bale?
Question number three.
Is your radio up? I'm getting like feedback.
It sounds like it's on. Like, are you in a store or something? Are they listening to it in the background?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm working right now. I had it on the radio.
Yeah, just make sure that's turned down, please.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Sorry.
You get it. It's okay.
Question number three. Matthew Lawrence said he learned a lot from working with Robin Williams on Mrs. Doubtfire. What is the name of Matthew's older brother?
Oh, Mrs. Doubt? Oh.
Matthew Lawrence. Who's his older brother?
Tim?
Okay. All right, question number four. On this day in 2012, Dick Clark died of a massive heart attack. He was 82 years old, but he is still the namesake of a huge New Year's Eve special every year. What is it called?
I have no clue.
Okay, that's all right.
The New Year's Eve party in New York.
All right, and question number, that's a good guess. Question number five, Wendy's has ended its beef with Katy Perry, saying we always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent. What is the most noticeable difference between Wendy's burgers and other fast food restaurants?
Oh, my God, they're square. I worked at Wendy's.
Let's we're go. Back in your wheelhouse, baby.
Yes. All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How was your experience working at Wendy's?
It was so fun. Honestly, I worked there for like 7 years, and it was the best time of my life. So fun.
That's amazing. That's
Wendy's
amazing.
Nuggets, low-key, some of the best nuggets in the fast food game.
Right? And I never got tired of the food. I could eat that all day.
Same. Do you ever dip your fries in a Frosty?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
All right. Desiree got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh, 2 out of 5.
Two? Yeah. She got 2? Oh, she only got 2. My bad. You're right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yepers.
All right. Question number one. Hayden Christensen turns 44 this weekend. He played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Who does Anakin eventually become?
Darth Vader.
He does become Darth Vader. Tie to 1. Ben Affleck says the people who designed his Batman suit put no thought into the human being who would be wearing it. Which actor is the current Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
Yes, Robert Pattinson. 2 to 1.
Emo Batman.
They're taking 6 years for the sequel, but I guess he's still Batman.
Matthew Lawrence said he learned a lot from working with Robin Williams on Mrs. Doubtfire. What is the name of Matthew's older brother?
Joey.
Oh, whoa.
The three of them all have a podcast together now, the Lawrence brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. 3 to 1. Question number 4. On this day in 2012, Dick Clark died of a massive heart attack. He was 82 years old, and he is still the namesake of a huge New Year's Eve special every year. What is it called?
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, that is correct. That's the longest title ever. 4 to 1. Question number 5. Wendy's, of course, has ended its beef with Katy Perry. Kennedy, what is the most noticeable difference between Wendy's burgers and other fast food chains?
They're square.
Yes, that is absolutely right. And it turns out Desiree worked at Wendy's for 7 years.
That is amazing.
Desiree, is it true Wendy's burgers are square because they don't cut corners?
They do not.
Is that the truth, Dan?
Dave Thomas would never lie to us.
He would never.
We appreciate you calling in to play this morning. You were wonderful. Anytime you want to play, please be sure to call us back.
You got good energy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Unfortunately, you didn't get the money this morning. Kennedy gets the win 5-2. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
Unfortunately, I can't beat you, Kennedy, but inshallah for next time.
All right.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.